Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. We're going to have a very brief conversation today. It's Friday. We are invited to a meeting with some friends that we need to go to once or twice every month, and it's always on Friday. So rather than just not saying hello, I wanted to say hello and just share with you some things that God put in my heart last night for you. You probably already know it. You've probably already heard it. You probably are already aware and hopefully being proactive about what God has revealed to you. And so last night, very strongly, it's like the mantra, the theme of the moment by the Holy Spirit, not that he's in the mantras or anything like that, but the word of the Lord is the night is coming. The night is coming. Jesus told us to work while it is day because the night would come and no one would be able to work. Work is what we hear in the spirit right now. Work out your salvation. Win souls. Preach the gospel. Share the good news. Warn the wicked. Feed the hungry. Take care of the poor. Build up the saints. Encourage one another and believe. That's a lot of work, isn't it? It's a different kind of work, but it's a lot of work. And then we know that there are just a few things we can be doing, these little ones we just talked about, while there is yet light. Work while there's light. You have somebody that you care about, you love, you want to win to Christ. Be diligent about it. Go for it. This is not the time to hold back. Work. You hear the acceleration, that moment. Get going and get everything accomplished. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, even today, says the Lord, right? So get going, get going, get going, get moving in this moment. And there also are preparations that you should be making right now. For example, you need to prepare for the nighttime that is coming. And if there comes a moment that Jesus warned that you won't be able to work, that means you have to get everything done beforehand. It reminds me of what they did before the Sabbath day. And on the Sabbath day, people would be working to get their meal ready so that there'd be no action going on at that time. So prepare right now. You want to be gathering food. You want to be gathering water, medical supplies, wood for burning, and many other end time things can be gathered. And the thought is to do it now. What does it mean? To go out in a panic? Heck no. It means that you've already been preparing. You've already been gathering. You've already been preparing your ark. And so continue to do that. The time of day, light, nobody knows. Honestly, you can't say, well, in 30 minutes, there's going to be a lot of, you know, the nighttime will come in. We just don't know that. But what we do know is that the nighttime is coming and we need to continue to prepare. So, because when it comes, there's nothing left to do. So rather than panicking, we've already been preparing. We've heard the word of the Lord for a long time, but don't stop now. As you're witnessing what is happening, you're hearing Vice President Pence saying, we don't have the resources. There seems to be a little bit of shift in the idea, not that there's fear and panic at the top, but there's a little bit of a shift as more people are being found out with, for example, coronavirus. There was a thought that came today that the reality is that most likely what we're dealing with, and it's not in the mainstream news media, nobody wants to know, because it says you don't. It's coming. Remember Isaiah 47, but you don't know where it's coming from. And you won't be able to put it off. And that seems to be what's going on. God prophesied this moment in an amazing way if we will take heed. And again, the cry of Babylon, go back to Isaiah 47. So there's something coming. You don't know where it's coming from. You won't be able to put it off. And it will leave behind a death toll that's just amazing, a disaster, a destruction. So what do we do right now? Well, we've already built up our faith. We know that we're protected, but we're not taking that casually either. This is not a casual faith. This is a centered, focused faith to understand that you are in Goshen. If you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people right now, you have a covenant under the blood of Jesus Christ, which means a divine supernatural protection over your life and within you, an immunity that has been built up because of your cooperation with the Holy Spirit. So again, it is a call to prepare, to finalize your preparations. And again, just imagine the daylight is coming to an end. The nighttime is coming. You will not be able to do anything further at that point. Utilize what you have to get the job done as far as preparations for your spirit, soul, and body, and for the people that you fellowship with and go through life with, and then just prepare. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. And as much daylight as we have, use it. The night time will come. That's the word of the Lord. And all of man's plans at that time will cease. Understand that. There may be great visions. There may be great dreams. You may be in the midst of creating a brand new movie in Hollywood, or starting a brand new ministry, or building a hut, or whatever. Just remember, when the darkness comes, there will be no light. Now, the wise virgins, during this time of blackout, this time of darkness, they will have had the oil prepared. They will have taken oil for their journey. And in the nighttime, when nobody is able to do anything, that's where all the virgins are slumbering and sleeping. But there will be a trumpet blast, and there will be a call for the people of God to move forward, and they will have the oil because they were wise in their preparations. The foolish are not preparing. They are not even considering these things. All they're doing is thinking about their new job in the kingdom, their new calling. And that's all good. But you need to understand, you need to incorporate into your thinking that Jesus said that the nighttime would come and that there would be no longer any opportunity to do anything. So get ready. Not in fear, not in panic, but as a wise virgin, get your spirit, soul, and body in tune with the Spirit of God. And I know you're doing that. And forgive me for, you know, repeating, but you know what? Sometimes faith comes by hearing. And when you hear the vice president, the point man on the coronavirus, for example, saying, we don't have the supplies to meet the demand that looks like it's coming. And again, I wanted to say this very carefully. It's been a blackout. Nobody's talked about it, but I've been thinking about it. So it's just something that we should maybe peer into, pray about. Where is this coming from? They said Wuhan, China. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. Did it come from a snake? Did it come from a bat? Nobody knows. And again, Isaiah 47, you won't know where it's coming from. Is it possible that Islamic terrorists, I mean radical Islamic terrorists, is it possible the same people that would strap bombs on their back and go into different places and detonate bombs to kill people, is it possible that a virus is being unleashed by Islamic terrorists? Is that possible? It's been very quiet in the Nation of Islam. even though we know on the borders of Turkey and Greece, there's a major battle going on right now for immigration, which would be worse than 5 years ago. We're not hearing a lot about that on the news right now. You know why? There are so many things going on in the world right now, all over the world at the same time, and that is exactly what Jesus said what the climate would be like in the last days. He wasn't just talking a centralized place or a centralized location. He said all over the world, in different places, there would be an uproar of nations. There would be chaos and confusion and men's hearts failing. And if it's not happening down in Venezuela, where they just had their major collapse because of their socialistic ideology and government, and people by the millions were starving, and it's still a crisis down there, well, then it was in Spain. And if it wasn't in Spain, it was somewhere else in Europe. And if it wasn't in Europe, it was on the island of Australia. And we just continue to see now a global pandemic being exploited by whosoever. But where did it come from? What's happening right now? Is this Islamic terrorism? Is it a plague of biblical proportion? Only God knows what's really happening right now, but nothing would surprise us. But the bottom line is, whatever it is, regardless, if the coronavirus goes away tomorrow, it'll be something else in the day. Why? Because we are now in the birth pangs. There is no turning back. There is no, well, that was just a false alarm. No, these are birth pangs that we are witnessing biblically through the lens of Scripture, very clear where we are. So my word to you, because I've got to run right now, my word to you from the Lord, I believe, number one, Acts chapter 8, learn to hear the voice of God. And when you hear it, your spirit resonates with the word of God, obey it. And I love where Philip heard the voice of the Spirit, the angel of the Lord directing him, and he brought impact to governmental structure when the Ethiopian treasurer was looking at Isaiah 53. I love that. But he heard the Spirit, the angel of the Lord said to him, and you and I need to be tuned in, because I do believe that rather than living in fear and panic, we are a prepared people, that God is looking for vessels that are useful to him to be able to pour his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding by the spirit of revelation to whosoever will. We need to be vessels that are prepared from the inside out, like my grandson said yesterday, abandoning everything to be useful to the Lord for his purpose in his kingdom. That's who we are. That's where we need to be. And so listen, stop just being a YouTube junkie or Facebook junkie or a pulpiteer junkie. Do what God has told you to do now. Make sure that you have something to take care of yourself and your loved ones the best you can. And then hopefully you are part of a community of believers that have been preparing together. So don't just be that individual that chose not to prepare and then all of a sudden you need everybody else's help. Do something. Go to Walmart today. Buy a can opener. Do something to have something to contribute and to help people. Buy Band-Aids, buy alcohol, rubbing alcohol, hydrogen peroxide. They're a buck a bottle. Get your stuff. Get some stuff together. And there are plenty of places to look out and to study. Boy, what can I do? You have a $100 bill? How can I usefully spend this $100? You could go out to the nearest steakhouse and spend it on a meal, and that's it. Or you could take that $100 and you could buy things that are necessary, maybe 25 cans of food, maybe a few cases of water, maybe extra toothpaste and toothbrush and toilet paper. Start stacking if you haven't. And if you have begun, finish it up. The nighttime is coming. The nighttime is coming. I don't know what you see. Is it the bright yellow sun? Is it the sunny part of the day? Or is it the sun is beginning to set? Where are we? What's going on? Look through the biblical lens and you determine. And if it's a bright, sunny day in your world, well, don't neglect to prepare, because eventually the nighttime will come. We believe we're much further beyond the bright, sunshiny day. We actually believe that Isaiah's prophecy is the truth. There is one day, and there are two sides to that day. On one side, there's glorious light, like in Goshen, they had light. And in the Egyptian Empire, the rest of the world, there's gross darkness. Now, that light is wisdom, understanding, knowledge, revelation, and we're going to need that light to guide us and direct us, and I believe right now the Lord is wanting to prepare his people. Yes, Eddie's telling us about gardening. I could get into that right now. We've got some amazing things that we're doing here in Northwest Arkansas. I want to encourage you today. We're going to be gone the rest of the weekend. We'll be back Monday, and we'll be talking more about this. Get ready for the weekend reports. I think some things are going to be happening out there. We'll see as time begins is continuing on. Most importantly, do yourself a favor. Find a community of believers this weekend that study the Bible, that study the Word of God, that are pressing in, and get involved. And if you're in a church where your pastor's not even thinking about this because he believes in a pre-trib rapture or some other idea, take the Word of God to your pastor and ask him to show you where that's at, with the purpose, if he cannot show you exactly where that's at, maybe you can encourage him to start preparing the congregation to get ready for what's coming. And every local church and every pastor should be working together to do something as a community, not just going to church and not just having Bible studies, but actually doing something to prepare, like getting some land and planting gardens, digging a well, building structures. Do something. There are plenty of churches out there that have many resources. Use them to prepare. And again, if your pastor says, there is no need to fear because we're out of here in the pre-trib rapture, tell them to listen to this radio station next week. We're going to be talking much more about it as well. And we're going to show through the Word of God that that does not exist. It's not a true doctrine. Don't get angry at me, but let's study the Word of God, okay? So having said that, I've got to run. Have a super blessed weekend. Remember, just keep it in your spirit. The night is coming. The night is coming. I won't be able to work. So make decisions today and every day when you're, you know, what can I do with this or this? Choose to understand the nighttime's coming. I won't be able to do this when the nighttime comes. So let me take care of that. I could put this off for right now. Do it. You'll be blessed by it. God bless you. This is Pastor Vince. Got to go right now. Shalom, everybody. That is it. Omega Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's a roundtable discussion taking place right now. We will see you on Monday.